Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, Quinn Hillier joins us, senior commentary writer and editor for the Washington Examiner. He's a former New Orleans Times-Picayune correspondent, as well as the former managing editor of Gambit. He's from New Orleans, writes for the Washington Examiner, from the Gulf Coast area. He did an opinion piece the other day on NOLA.com entitled, "Keep the Faith, NOLA Has Begun to Fight Back Against Crime." Quinn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
Quinn, I think you and I have probably crossed paths at some point in time in the past. I was doing my research on you. You look very familiar to me. I know we had to have met at some point.
Well, I don't know that we've met, but I do think we've talked on the phone before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very briefly. But and I've certainly listened to you many, many, many times.
Well, thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. So, Quinn, you have been in other places. You spent some time in Arkansas, obviously, up in D.C., as well as other places as a writer. And you write this article, I think, based on what you feel and what you know as a former resident of New Orleans. How would you characterize and put in context as to where you think we find ourselves today right now?
Well, first of all, as a former resident, but as one who is still there frequently and actually has a little place there. So I'm not just doing it by remote. I'm seeing it firsthand, and I have never seen it. Even during the Barthelemy years, I've never seen the crime situation so bad. At least, especially the violent crime situation so bad as it is right now. And it's what everybody seems to be talking about. But my point is that the citizenry is already starting to fight back. This NOLA coalition is really doing good stuff. Of course, longstanding crime commission has always done good work. And so people need to not give up. People need to fight back because there are things being done and there's more that can be done.
Quinn, I've oftentimes said that if you're going to affect long-time systemic changes in a community, it comes from its citizens, the business community, and otherwise, not political leadership, because a lot of folks just don't have the wherewithal to consume political capital to do what's very obvious and what's overt. And I was touched by your article because in a very succinct way, you pointed out the things that are staring us right in the face. And in many cases, our elected leadership seems to be walking right around it.
Well, certainly some of our elected leadership. And like when you have a mayor that for the first couple of certainly the first several years didn't seem to take crime seriously. When you have a DA who is running on emptying the prisons, when you have at least four local judges who are not very tough on crime, that causes problems. And then you had a city council that passed a really dumb ordinance several years ago to prohibit the police from using a bunch of modern technology. All of that adds up, and now we see the results. We have a terrible situation, but the good news is they repealed that anti-technology law, So now the police are being able to start using some of this technology, facial recognition, other things like that. They have this NOLA coalition, which is very broad-based, 400 organizations, and they have a mayor who now says she's focused on crime, and even the DA says he's going to start prosecuting more. So this is what happens when the citizenry gets involved, a coalition forms, and people start putting pressure on elected leaders. They have to listen.
No doubt. You put a quote in here from Jacques Morial, a public policy strategist. I communicate with Jacques periodically, but I was really touched by what he said, and I think he really struck a chord, and I'm going to go ahead and read it for the benefit of the listening audience. He says, there's a special kind of fellowship among New Orleanians. We all understand that fellowship across different social and economic lines. It's unique. But the fear of crime is tearing at those bonds. We're looking at each other with suspicion and fear, and all of that is corroding that fellowship that's so essential for our city and our survival. And I think that speaks to so many things that are just really unique about historically the way that we've interacted here in the city of New Orleans.
Well, exactly. And as bad as Louisiana politics have been over the decades, the really interesting thing to me is that there is a tradition of crossing partisan lines and working with the other side, as it were, and even having friendships with the other side. You certainly don't see that in Washington anymore. But perfect example, I mean, I don't agree with Jacques Morial on much, but I've always gotten along great with him. I've gotten along great with his brother. I'm a conservative. He's very liberal. But we not only like each other, but we agree on a bunch of these things for fighting crime. And a lot of New Orleanians are used to saying, okay, we know that, you know, we got things different views about politics, but we're New Orleanians, we like each other, we have fun together, and so you can use that to build on, to work together. And that's what's happening again. I keep mentioning this NOLA coalition, but it's as broad-based a citizen coalition as I've ever seen. And so, again, that's why I think there really is hope.
Why do you think it took so long for folks to realize that crime, especially violent crime, was a significant disruptive force to our lifestyles here? And I don't mean just generally in the typical way that we think of lifestyles, but the way that we spend time together. I mean, we have a fair or festival for almost every living creature that ever walked the shores or the grounds of the state of Louisiana. We enjoy spending time together, you know, and that crosses all socioeconomic categories as well as race and ethnicity. It seemed that we kind of, and I don't know if it was COVID or what, but I'm curious what you think.
Well, I mean, I've heard New Orleanians complain about crime for decades, and they had really good reason in the late 80s, early 90s to complain. We were 1, 2, or 3 for years in a row, first, second, or third in terms of murder rate per capita for about 6 or 7 years. And then we brought in a good police chief, and the situation got a little better by the end of the 90s, early 2000s. Then again, it spiked up a little bit in, you know, about 2008 to 2012, 13, we had cut the police force drastically for various reasons, budgetary reasons, and crime shot up again. And then Mitch Landrieu, in his second terms, really started focusing. The numbers went down again, and people started to relax. And then suddenly you have a whole bunch of not very tough on crime politicians get elected, and the police force gets decimated, and it starts going up again, and people start talking about it. But it's the fear and the subtext has always been there. It's just that this sort of cyclical wave of crime has really gotten to a crest now, and so people are just freaked out. Yeah. Hope that's not too wordy, but sort of a long-term history approach.
Well, one of the reasons I asked the question is on this show we've been talking about it for a long time. I've been on air 5 years and pretty much have been talking about it since I came on air because I've seen the underlying ingredients that it were kind of bubbling up that were going to lead to some really difficult times in fighting crime. A 2-year hiatus on hiring under the Landrieu administration for the NOPD, I knew that was going to be devastating, as any other law enforcement leader would recognize. But what I was really struck me is that the first 4 years of the Cantrell administration, there was not really the stream of accountability on this issue of fighting crime. And we all saw it happening. We all felt it. We knew it. And the intuitive nature of neighborhoods, they recognize it sooner than most. But they just didn't seem to be a you and cry in the streets about it. And it seemed to be a delayed reaction. And that's why I asked the question.
Well, everything you say is absolutely right. But the real tragedy is that in the second term of Mitch Landrieu, the rate had started going down again. He had budgetary problems the first time, and he slashed the police, and maybe he shouldn't have done that, and crime went up. But he made some real progress in his second term. And then Cantrell got elected and had this transition team and all these transition committees, and she had a very good one that produced a host of recommendations on crime, and she ignored all of them. All of them. I mean, yeah. There was a plan in place. The day she took office, there was a plan in place, and she ignored it. And we see the terrible results, and we've got to turn around, focus on it, hire more police, and do all of these other things that I've been talking about and that the NOLA Coalition has talked about.
Absolutely. It's all about prioritization and execution, right?
Absolutely. And when you don't make crime a priority, it comes up and bites you. When you do make it a priority, when you execute, again, the second term of Marc Morial, the second term of Mitch Landrieu, they focused and crime went down. So it is doable. It certainly was done in New York under Rudy Giuliani. Crime can be defeated, it can be greatly reduced, and it's time New Orleans gets cracking.
Fighting crime is like playing the whack-a-mole game. If you remember that at Pontchartrain Beach, you just got to keep beating it away, but you can't put the hammer down and you can't step away from it. Otherwise, it will bite you for sure. Quinn Hillier, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time and your insight, and best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me on, Newell, and keep up the great work on the radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.